Last month, there was this breach. A company's digital fortress was just completely bypassed. All their vulnerabilities were meticulously mapped out, and their sensitive data was stolen.
Yeah, and the really terrifying part of that specific breach is that there wasn't a single human hacker actually involved.
Exactly. No one typing at a keyboard in some dark room like you see in the movies. It was a 100% AI-led campaign, just operating completely off the leash.
We have definitely crossed a massive threshold here. Because the artificial intelligence didn't just, assist a human in finding a back door.
Yeah.
The AI essentially became the hacker itself.
Right.
It autonomously conducted all the reconnaissance, it identified the weak points, and it executed the data extraction without any human prompting it step by step.
It fundamentally changes the entire reality of cybersecurity. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring this really comprehensive March 2026 guide from Technegion.
Right, the AI security and offensive testing firm.
Yeah, them. And the guide is titled HackGPT and the Evolution of AI-Powered Penetration Testing. So our mission for you today is to explore how autonomous AI has basically completely broken traditional cybersecurity defenses.
It's completely shattered them, honest.
Yeah, and how enterprises are now being forced to adopt these AI-powered offensive tools of their own just to survive. So, okay, let's unpack this. What exactly are the stakes here for the listener?
Well, the stakes are essentially an existential arms race
Yeah.
because attackers are already deploying autonomous AI to comb through your network's vulnerabilities, and they're doing it infinitely faster than your human security team could ever hope to patch them.
So the old way is just dead.
Yeah, I mean, playing defense the old-fashioned way, relying on a human to spot a breach or, manually test a firewall, it's just no longer a viable option. You are putting human reflexes up against machine speed.
Which is a losing battle.
Exactly.
So to really understand why these new defensive platforms, like the HackGPT tool highlighted in our source, to understand why they even exist, we kind of have to look at the mechanics of how the old way of doing things has collapsed.
Right, the traditional penetration testing model.
Yeah, the classic pen testing.
Well, for decades, the gold standard of enterprise security was hiring a team of highly skilled human consultants.
The white hat hackers.
Right. They would sit down, map your network ports, run their scripts, feel out your login pages, and spend, I don't know, anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks actively trying to hack into your environment.
And then they write up this massive PDF report, hand it over to your IT team, and just say, "Here is everything broken. Go fix it."
Pretty much. And then you patch what you can, and they come back to do it all over again, maybe 6 to 12 months later.
Which, I mean, I guess that was perfectly adequate in the pre-AI era, right?
It was a point-in-time methodology. But the Technegion report outlines how that timeline has violently compressed. And that creates three fundamental problems for the year 2026. The first one is just speed.
Oh, yeah. The report gives this really chilling example of the speed issue. Let's say a routine software update goes out on a Tuesday, right? And buried deep in the code of that update is a brand new vulnerability.
A fresh hole in the armor.
Exactly. Well, an AI-enabled attacker doesn't need to sleep, it doesn't take coffee breaks, it just constantly scans, probes, and exploits that specific flaw autonomously.
Right.
So by Thursday of that exact same week, the AI has already found the hole and breached your system. Meanwhile, your next manual penetration test isn't even scheduled for another 8 months.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that gap between Thursday and your next scheduled test creates what we call these massive security windows.
Security window.
Right. These are extended, completely invisible periods where your entire enterprise is exposed because human consultants are limited by budget and, well, time. So traditional manual penetration test is essentially outdated the exact moment the final report is printed.
It's like hiring a security guard to walk around and physically check the locks on your doors once a year, right? But meanwhile, the burglars have deployed these microscopic robots to test your doorknobs every single second of every day.
That's a great way to put it. And the robots never get tired,
No.
which brings in the scale problem, the third major issue. Because enterprise environments are no longer just, a single server rack sitting in a basement somewhere.
Right, it's all cloud now.
Exactly. They span incredibly complex multi-cloud deployments. We're talking across AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. You have hundreds of interconnected software as a service applications.
Oh, yeah.
And you have thousands of API endpoints, which, for those who don't know, are basically digital doorways that let different software programs talk to each other.
So the sheer volume of doors to check is just astronomical at this point.
A human team simply cannot comprehensively assess an attack surface that large within a standard one-month engagement. The scale of modern digital infrastructure has fundamentally exceeded human cognitive capacity.
Man. So we have these massive, sprawling digital cities, and robot burglars are testing the doors at light speed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it actually gets worse, because the problem isn't just that attackers on the outside are moving faster. The call is kind of coming from inside the house.
That is the real kicker here. The rush to adopt AI has created entirely new attack surfaces.
Right. The very tools that enterprises are rapidly adopting, like the customer service chatbots, the internal data assistants, the coding co-pilots, these things have introduced invisible targets.
Invisible to traditional methods, anyway.
Yeah, and the manual human testers don't even know how to look for them because these are not traditional software bugs.
No, they're not. And the statistics from the Technagian report really illustrate a crisis here. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, they've documented a staggering greater than 2,000% increase in AI-specific CVEs since 2022.
Wait, 2,000%?
Over 2,000%, yes. CVEs being common vulnerabilities and exposures.
That is insane.
And by 2026, 97% of organizations reported experiencing generative AI security issues and breaches. 97%.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone listening to this has been touched by it.
Wow. I really want to focus on this research they highlight from December 2025. It was dubbed the iDisaster Research.
Oh, yes. The iDisaster.
Yeah. And ID stands for Integrated Development Environment, which is just the primary workstation software developers use to write the apps you and I use every day on our phones.
Right.
So the researchers looked at 10 of the leading AI-powered development tools, including massive names like GitHub Copilot and Cursor. They found over 30 vulnerabilities resulting in 24 official CVEs. And the kicker. 100% of the AI tools they tested were vulnerable.
Every single one. We are talking about the foundational tools that are building the software that runs our entire modern economy.
Okay, wait, let me push back on this for a second.
Sure.
So the AI tools that developers are actively using to build our secure software are already compromised 100% of the time. Are we just like handing the keys to the kingdom over by rushing to adopt these AI coding assistants? I mean, it sounds like we are paying for our own sabotage.
I get that. It definitely feels like handing over the keys.
Yeah.
But you have to look at it from an evolutionary perspective.
Okay.
We didn't stop building skyscrapers just because the wind blew harder at the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
We invented better structural supports.
That's a good point.
The AI itself isn't intentional sabotage. The real danger is our reliance on legacy testing paradigms to secure these completely new structures. Traditional penetration testers are trained to find network flaws, like an open port, or application logic errors, like a broken password reset.
Right.
They are not trained in the psychology of tricking a sophisticated language model.
Because these aren't traditional bugs where the code simply crashes.
Exactly. They're essentially psychological tricks. Take prompt injection, which actually just hit number one on the OWASP top 10 for large language model applications in 2025.
Oh, wow. Number one.
Yeah. Unlike traditional software, where the underlying code and the user's data are kept in strictly separate boxes, a language model processes your prompt as both instructions and data simultaneously.
Okay, so if a hacker hides a malicious command in, say, invisible white text on a PDF resume, and an HR bot scans it,
the AI reads the hidden text, assumes it is a system instruction rather than just applicant data, and essentially hypnotizes itself into executing the command.
That is so creepy. The report actually details a wild, real-world example of this from 2025 involving Microsoft Copilot.
Right, the MFA attack.
Yeah. Researchers proved that a single poisoned email could trick the AI into exfiltrating a user's multi-factor authentication codes, their MFA codes, straight to an external server. The AI reads the email, gets manipulated by the hidden prompt, and actively hands over the master keys to the attacker.
It just gives them right away. And beyond prompt injection, you also have mechanisms like contextual bleed or data leakage.
What is that exactly?
Well, when an enterprise connects an AI to its internal databases, it uses something called a vector database to fetch relevant information. So if you ask a chatbot about a refund policy, the AI pulls semantic concepts that are mathematically clustered near the word refunds.
Okay. But if it's not perfectly calibrated, it might accidentally pull the last customer's credit card number along with the policy.
Precisely. because they share contextual proximity in the database.
Yeah.
And then you add AI supply chain vulnerabilities on top of that.
Which means what?
It means if your AI relies on a compromised third-party open source model, your entire proprietary application inherits those exact same flaws, regardless of how secure your own code is.
Man, so if manual testing is too slow and the scale of the network is too vast and these new AI tools operate on a paradigm humans aren't even trained to police, I mean, it feels like checkmate.
It can feel that way, yeah.
If human defenders are too slow and traditional software is too rigid to catch these quirks, what's left? You'd essentially have to build a machine that thinks exactly like an AI hacker just to catch an AI hacker.
Which is the exact premise behind the Technigene Report's primary focus, HackGPT.
Right.
The only logical solution to a problem of this speed and scale is absolute symmetry. You must use AI to test AI.
Fight fire with fire.
Exactly.
So HackGPT is described as a cloud-native platform that mixes large language models, like GPT-4, alongside localized models with standard offensive security tools. And according to the report, version 3.0, which is targeting Q1 of 2026, is aiming for fully autonomous security assessments.
Right.
Meaning you literally just point the AI at your company and say, hack us.
That's the goal. Yep. And it executes this through a highly structured six-phase methodology. It is specifically designed to mirror the workflow of a professional human penetration tester, but it operates at machine speed without any of the human bottlenecks.
Okay, I'm looking at this methodology right now, and phase one is AI automated reconnaissance. It correlates multi-cloud data with open source intelligence, or OSINT.
Right, gathering all the public data.
Yeah, it scours the internet, GitHub repositories, dark web forums, and public cloud configurations to build a target profile in hours that would take a human team weeks to piece together.
And then phase two is intelligent vulnerability scanning. So it doesn't just run a generic scan, it processes across thousands of endpoints in parallel. But the critical differentiator here is that the machine learning engine prioritizes those vulnerabilities based on business impact, rather than just relying on generic severity scores.
Wait, how does an AI know what a business impact is? Is it like reading the company's financial statements to figure out what matters most?
Well, no, not financial statements, but it analyzes the architecture itself. It looks at directory structures, data classifications, and traffic flow. So it can differentiate between a vulnerability on an isolated testing server named, you know, dev environment, versus that exact same vulnerability on the database processing thousands of active credit card transactions a minute. It understands the context of the network.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Phase three, AI-guided exploitation. Because scanning just gives you a list of potential open doors, right? But HackGPT doesn't start there. It actually generates and executes a proof-of-concept exploit to validate if the vulnerability is actually real.
Exactly. It safely weaponizes the finding.
Which is huge. It's the difference between a traditional scanner, which is kind of like a smoke detector that just beeps randomly, leaving you to figure out if it's burnt toast or blazing inferno.
Right.
And HackGPT, which actually goes into the kitchen, checks the stove, puts out the fire, and writes a detailed report proving that the house was genuinely at risk. It eliminates the false positive noise entirely because it writes the actual code to prove the exploit works.
And what's fascinating here is phase four, pattern recognition and zero-day discovery. This is where the AI fundamentally diverges from legacy security tools. Because traditional antivirus or scanning tools, they rely on signatures.
Like having a wanted poster of a known criminal. If the malicious code matches the poster, it gets blocked. But if the criminal wears a disguise, the tool is completely blind.
Exactly. But HackGPT's machine learning engine doesn't rely on wanted posters. It acts a lot more like a highly trained customs agent.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Even if the agent has never seen a specific new type of contraband, they notice the passenger sweating, avoiding eye contact, maybe wearing a heavy winter coat in July.
Right, the behavior is off.
HackGPT analyzes massive amounts of data across network responses. It's looking at timing delays, unusual memory allocation spikes, or bizarre application logic behavior. It spots the behavioral outlines of an attack, so it finds true zero days, which are previously unknown vulnerabilities, by developing an actual intuition for anomalies.
An intuition for hacking. That is so cool. And then phase five is contextual risk scoring, wrapping all those findings into a quantifiable metric.
Yes.
And phase six is compliance map reporting, where the AI translates all of this deeply technical chaos into language map to HiPAA or SOC2 frameworks. It literally writes the summary so the executive board can actually understand the risk.
It handles the entire life cycle seamlessly. But You know, with an autonomous platform like HackGPT doing everything from reconnaissance to boredom reporting, we naturally arrive at a critical crossroads regarding the human element.
Yeah, I was going to ask, if the AI is finding the target, verifying the target, and writing the report, where do the human security teams actually fit in? Are we just like pacing the server room waiting for the robot to issue instructions?
Not at all. The necessity of humans doesn't disappear. It just shifts toward higher level strategy, specifically because of the rise of what we call agentic AI.
Agentic AI.
Yes. We are moving rapidly beyond AI that just answers questions in a chat box. Enterprises are deploying autonomous AI agents that take direct, unsupervised action.
Like an AI agent automatically processing a healthcare insurance claim, verifying the documents, and just authorizing the financial payout without a human ever reviewing it.
Precisely. Now imagine an attacker trying to subtly poison that specific agent's memory to systematically approve fraudulent payouts to a shell company.
Oh, wow.
Testing whether those complex permission boundaries can be bypassed requires an incredibly deep understanding of human business logic.
And apparently, everybody knows this is a massive blind spot, but nobody has the people to fix it. The market reality detailed in the report is honestly pretty grim. There is a 35% projected surge in demand for AI red teaming by 2028.
Which is the practice of aggressively hacking these AI systems to test their limits.
Right. But there is almost zero supply of qualified humans to meet that demand.
Which validates the Technogean philosophy outlined in their guide. AI does not replace humans. Instead, AI handles the impossible volume. It manages the repetitive, endless scanning across millions of API endpoints.
Grunt work.
Exactly. This frees up the scarce human experts to focus on creative attack chains, complex business logic flaws, and social engineering. Areas that still require genuine human psychology and lateral thinking. AI handles the scale, humans handle the strategy.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring this down to the bottom line for the listener. If you are a CIO, a business leader, or just someone trying to keep a company secure, the numbers in this report tell a very, very clear story.
They really do.
The cost of a comprehensive AI pen testing engagement utilizing platforms like HackGPT, it ranges from $10,000 to $50,000. Now, that might sound like a significant line item until you look at the alternative.
Well, the alternative is devastating. The average cost of a successful data breach across industries is now $4.88 million. And if you operate in healthcare, that average skyrockets to $7.42 million.
So spending $50,000 to prevent a $5 million catastrophe isn't just an IT decision. It is a critical business imperative.
The attackers are already weaponizing AI. The question isn't whether your organization should use AI for security testing. It is whether you can realistically afford the risk of being the only one on the battlefield fighting a drone with a pocket knife.
It really is an adapt or die moment. So to summarize what we've unpacked today from the Technogean 2026 guide, the era of the manual once-a-year penetration test is officially dead.
It's gone.
It's too slow. It doesn't scale. And it is completely blind to the modern threats facing your infrastructure. AI attackers require AI defenders. Platforms like HackGPT are shifting the paradigm by catching prompt injections, identifying poisoned AI agents, and uncovering zero-day vulnerabilities at machine speed.
This raises an important question, though. We're moving toward a near future where an enterprise's defensive AI agent is autonomously guarding the network, and an attacker's offensive AI agent is autonomously probing it.
Right.
If they inevitably lock into an endless real-time loop of exploiting and patching, just reacting to each other in milliseconds, what happened to the concept of legal liability?
Oh, wow. Yeah. If your autonomous defensive AI decides to execute a counterattack to neutralize a threat, and in the process, it accidentally takes down a third-party hospital's network, who goes to jail?
Is it the software vendor? The executive board? Or does the concept of responsibility fundamentally break down when two algorithms are battling in the dark, entirely outside of human awareness?
That is a wild, chilling thought to leave off on. Who takes the fall for the machine? It makes you look around at all the smart tools and AI assistants you rely on every single day. If you were running an enterprise right now, ask yourself, who exactly is testing the AI holding your data? Because I guarantee you, the robots testing the doorknobs are already out there. Keep questioning, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.